Okay, so, if you've been here a long time, disclaimer first, if you've been here a long time, you might have seen this before. But it was about 4.5 years ago, so I'm hoping that you've all forgotten the trick. I'm literally a one-trick pony. That's literally all I got. One trick. Okay, so what's all this? What's all this stuff that's going on where Joseph's hiding himself? He won't let his brothers know who he is. He's accusing them of being spies. He's sort of tricking them and messing with their heads. And, you know, it's like, why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? Why? And more to the point is, what is that teaching us about Jesus? Now, if the story of Joseph is actually testifying to the truth of Jesus, what on earth does Genesis 42 have to teach us about Jesus? Does Jesus hide himself from us? Does Jesus speak harshly to us? And if he does, why would he do that? You see, now, just even setting it up like that makes us feel a little bit unnerved. Because you see, we like to think of Jesus as, you know, gentle Jesus, meek and mild. The Jesus who's always there with his arms open, ready at a moment's notice to welcome us back. The Jesus who's just there, ready to accept us, ready to affirm us, ready to love us and to make sure that we know how valued we are. So how does this idea of Jesus hiding, Jesus speaking harshly, how does that fit in? And why is it that we struggle so much to really get hold of it? And I think the reason that we will struggle to hear what Genesis 42 is saying to us is that we have such an impoverished idea of the reality of sin. You know, sin for us is, well, we probably know that it's breaking God's law, but we don't really think that's much of a deal. You know, we'll even talk about how, well, yeah, I know it's sin, but it didn't really hurt anybody, did it? Have you ever been on the receiving end of somebody else's sin? You know how much it can hurt. Sometimes 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years later, it's still hurting. You see, we sin and we think, oh, well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Oh, it really does matter. It matters so much that actually God was prepared to send his son into this world to deal with the reality of our sin. The problem is that we keep trying to play our sin down. We keep trying to make it like sin isn't really that much of a problem. It's not that big a deal. We don't need to worry about it. We don't need to lose sleep over it. Well, that's kind of setting the scene for what's happening in our story today. You see, sin really, really does matter. You see, God wanted us to be in relationship with him, and he wanted us to be in relationship with one another, tied to one another. The Bible calls in fellowship with one another. And the problem with sin is, well, one of the problems with sin is that it actually comes in between relationships. It comes in between our relationship with God. It comes in between our relationship with each other. Who can somebody come out and hold this for me? Somebody come out and hold this. Somebody, quick. Yeah, okay, up you come. All right, hold it up nice and high so that everyone can see it. Come up here. Brilliant. Come up here, turn around, hold it up nice and high. You see, our sin, it's there. It's got substance. It's real. And when we sin, when we behave in ways towards each other that are not the way God wants us to be, that has an effect, that has an impact. Now, the thing is, we don't normally walk around parading our sin for everybody to see. That's not how we do things, all right? We don't want people to see our sin, which is a whole other sermon, all right? But what we want to do is we want to bury it. We want to forget about it. I mean, think about what's been going on in the story of Joseph. Think about these brothers and the sin that has been around their lives for years. The lies they've been telling to their father day after day after day as they have allowed him just to live with the illusion that his son has died. Think about the hatred, the vindictiveness, the bitterness, the resentment that drove them to sell Joseph into slavery in the first place. All that sin that has been wounding and scarring people for years. It's never been brought out into the open. In fact, it's been buried away. Don't put it in the way. It's been buried away. Pushed right down. Right down. They haven't talked about this. Okay, I think you pushed it down. They haven't talked about this. They haven't mentioned it. None of them have broken the conspiracy of silence and talked to their dad about what really happened. At no point has any of this sin ever been brought to the surface. At no point has it been taken responsibility for. At no point has it been confessed. At no point has there been repentance. At no point has there been restitution. We think, oh, it doesn't really matter. Oh, it's not that big a deal, really. And if we bury it deeply enough, then maybe, just maybe, it's gone. Yeah. What did you do with it?
I magicked it away.
You magicked it away. Give her a round of applause. You're good. Yeah, you see? We think that if we bury it deep enough for long enough, then that sin simply doesn't matter anymore. That sin will simply disappear. Oh, I see. So you've had your glory moment and now you're leaving me up here on my own. I'll do the next bit on my own then, shall I? All right. You see, that's it, isn't it? But you see, Joseph understands. Joseph knows that when we come to him, that sin hasn't just disappeared. Jesus understands that when we come to him, that sin hasn't just disappeared. Now, very, very gently, take a hold of that and very gently pull it. You see, that sin, no matter how deep we bury it, no matter how well we think we've hidden it, no matter the extent to which we think we've managed to get rid of it, hold on tight. That sin, it is always there. And it needs to be dealt with. And until it is, Jesus hides himself from us and will speak harshly until, like the brothers, we begin to recognize and remember and confess the sin that we committed, albeit years and years ago. So I think you can have a round of applause and you can go and sit yourself down. Well done. Okay, we're going to come back to this in a minute, but before we do that, we're going to have our confession, and then we're going to sing again. So just a moment's quiet. And the words on the screen, we pray together. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we might serve you in newness of life and to the glory of your name. Amen.